Hello, and welcome to this episode of Divine Downloads Podcast. I'm your host, Elizabeth Overton. And holy smokes, what a wild journey we are on in this time, in this universe. And so I'm so grateful to have this platform to be able to connect with other humans around the globe, especially nurses in this time. And so today I'm delighted to have an amazing nurse on the show, Isabel Barron. Isabel's been a nurse for 10 years. She's worked all different areas, orthopedics, post-op, PACU, cath lab, med-surg, and wound care. And for several years, she really was thinking that she wanted to have her own practice, but that didn't seem feasible because of all the things, right, she needed to do to get her BSN and then become a nurse practitioner. And she said, you know what, I'm going to continue to hold faith. I'm not going to give up. And a spiritual journey has definitely been part of the mix that we're going to learn about today. And so last July, Isabel opened up a clinic that provides immunizations for international travelers. So now she gets to do all the things. She controls her schedule. She makes money. She has time for her family and herself, and she has less stress. She would like to add more integrative health services and also coach others how to live a healthy, meaningful life going forward. So Isabel, welcome to the show, young lady.
Thank you. Thank you.
You
how are you?
I'm hanging tough. This is definitely an interesting time, and I'm so grateful to have this platform to be able to connect with like minds and to really provide perspective on things for people. And so I really feel like in life, rules are meant to be explored. While yes, structure and foundation and rules are important for safety and things, however, I feel like there's a huge misconception in the world, specifically as it relates to nursing, that says, you know, you have to do step one first, and then you can't go to step three. First, you have to do step two. And then it's like, well, no, I disagree with that, because everybody comes to the table with a different life experience. A lot of nurses, this is their second career, and we're all very different. And so I just like to showcase what's possible if you actually get out of your own way, you tap into your creativity, and you ask the right questions, and you connect with the right people. So Isabel and I met on the old Facebook's machine, which is where I meet most of the people in my circle. And so Isabel, let's start by let's start with some of those rules, because you said that, you know, you wanted to have your own practice, yet you had to do all these things first. So what was it that allowed you to start your own practice? And tell us a little bit before that, like, what has your journey been like in nursing, as much or as little as you want, and sort of how that landed you to where you are now?
Yeah, so I totally agree with you that as nurses, we kind of follow the rules. I mean, in our training, right? I mean, just like you start an IV, you do step one, two, three, whatever, and, you know, other procedures that you do. So I kind of had that mindset, and I always wanted to help people. Like, that was my passion. I felt that deeply inside. And at very young age, I knew I wanted to become a nurse. So I did that. But then I felt like I wanted more. I felt like being on the floor as a unit nurse, it was just, eventually I started getting burnt out with all the roles, you know, with all the roles and less patient care and all that stuff. And I said, you know, one day I do want to do that, but I don't know how I'm going to navigate all that with family, kids, and work stress and all that stuff. So I kind of just kept the faith, and slowly I said, one day I'm going to get there. And this opportunity kind of just fell on my lap while I was going through a spiritual kind of identity crisis myself. And I feel like it was the universe kind of pushing me to do things out of my comfort zone and starting to trust myself. Because, as you know, like, with conditioning, even, you know, in school, family, society, all that stuff, you kind of start losing who you are slowly. Some people don't, but you know, some people do. And I was one of them, you know, I didn't really know what I wanted to do except from, I wanted to do nursing. I kind of didn't know myself. So going through that, and then this fell on my lap and it was just a great opportunity. I didn't think I would have an immunization clinic. I thought it was going to be something else, like a different kind of patient care, but I feel like it was, a great opportunity. And if you can trust, right, you trust the universe will give you those things and they'll be better than what you thought. So I've just been so grateful for that opportunity. And also, like you mentioned, that I have time for myself. I have time for my family. I'm, you know, less stressed, less burnt out. So it's been, you know, a great journey for me.
Okay, so this is so good. So many things I want to talk about. So you kept the faith, which is really, really, really crucial, right? And trusting in something bigger than yourself, outside of yourself. And I love when you say this, this opportunity fell in your lap. So from my vantage point, since I believe that everything is built on everything else, it's like synergy, synchronicity, and everything that you've done in your whole life, like every thought, every action, every dream, every belief, like positioned you, mind, body, spirit, to receive that quote, opportunity that just fell in your lap. So I just want to call that out, because a lot of people are walking around that are, I call them asleep at the wheel, basically being on autopilot, right? They're not connected to spirit or source, and they think that things are a coincidence or coinkydinks. and that's just not my vantage point. So tell us a little bit about, if you can, like this opportunity, like what was that about?
So yeah, it was funny. It was actually my husband who was in contact with a guy, you know, it's kind of like the guy, the friend of the guy, of the aunt, of whatever, you know, it was kind of like that.
It's great.
Yeah, it is great. And so he had an acquaintance that they were talking, and he mentioned to him, hey, you know, my wife wants to start her own clinic, blah, blah, blah. And then he was like, oh yeah, you know, I have a client that does something similar, and she's kind of thinking of stepping away from it. She's, you know, retiring. So that's how I was able to do that. This woman retired and kind of passed it on to me. And like I said, I was just there at the right time. The universe put me where I had to be for that to, you know, for me to receive it. And I was totally open. At first I was kind of scared, because as you know, in nursing, they don't teach you how to be a business person. They don't teach you entrepreneurship. They just teach you policies and procedures, right? And how to care for patients. And so I was really scared, but I said, you know what, this is the opportunity that I've been looking for without me having to go through those educational steps. So I just took advantage of that moment.
So this is what I want people to hear loud and clear, right? Like, you had been talking to your husband, you had been talking to yourself, you have been aligning with this. I'm burned out. I want to have my own practice. So you were doing all the things, basically telling the universe, hey, this is what I want. And so, like you were saying, when you trust and when you allow, the universe will bring you so much more than you could possibly conjure up yourself. Like, you can't make this stuff up.
Yeah, for sure.
Right? Because necessity is the mother of invention. So like, a lot of the inventors that I've talked to, like they thought of something, because a nurse is in the intimate, you know, comings and goings of humanity in the most vulnerable situations. And we see, like, oh my gosh, wouldn't this be cool if we created this product or this app or this clinic, right? To be able to support people. And since we feel like we don't have the expertise and the knowledge of the business piece, so many nurses are like, well, you know, that would just be too difficult. Or like, you even had, you know, you were saying, you were like, well, I don't really know. And look at, you did it anyway.
Yeah. And as nurses, I think nurses are just brilliant. I think that we have so many things to bring to the table. I mean, I know we don't get taught entrepreneurship or you know, business management, but I mean, we learn, you know, in our units about critical thinking, about prioritization, about time management, about paperwork, about documentation, about all those things. So, I mean, those things did help me and do help me on my day-to-day things. So, I mean, I just think that nurses have so much opportunity to do so many amazing things. We just have to step into that energy.
I couldn't agree more. So was there a turning point for you, Isabel? Was there a moment in time where you were like, you know what? Yes, I'm scared. Yes, I haven't been trained in this. However, I'm going to do it anyway. Like, do you recall something like that? Or was it just
yes, a series
of things? Okay, tell us all the things. This is awesome.
So I had gone through kind of like an identity crisis about a year prior to that. And I was slowly kind of walking out of that, moving towards more spirituality and tuning into my heart and my body and all those things. And then, you know, when this opportunity showed up, it was pretty quick. It was about maybe 8 months after that. And then, you know, I did take my time to make my decision, but there was a moment where I kind of just felt this push. Like, no, this is what you need to do. This is here so that you can do all these other things. This is your opportunity. You need to grab it and you need to run with it. And I was scared, but that push, you know, I just felt so supported that I knew that this was the move that I needed to make.
I'm so glad that you said that you felt supported, because I feel like that's really the biggest thing that's lacking for a lot of humans, but really a lot of nurses, is that it's like we are the most trusted profession and we are the pulse of healthcare. Like, everything revolves around what nurses know, what nurses do, how we interact with humans, and yet we're so disempowered, right? So being able to feel supported by like the universe, right? You have been able to accept this incredible opportunity. So that's like this, to me, that's like the spiritual side of it. How have you managed with the practical side of like the business stuff? How have you been able to support yourself with resources or people to help with like the business side of things that you maybe had some fear around or didn't know what to do?
What I have to say that my husband has been an amazing support. So I've been blessed in that I have somebody so close to me that, you know, helps me on the day-to-day things, you know, like tech stuff or, you know, accounting stuff. So, I mean, he's in sales and business, so he's been able to help me with that. But just kind of, you know, and it's so funny, I always would ask, I need people to help me professionally. I would ask the universe and God, like, I need these people to help me so I can be better professionally, better personally. And just slowly, one person would come, a couple more would come. You know, I started meeting more people. It was just crazy that I could ask and it was given to me. And before, I just never really realized, you know, like you say, I was asleep at the wheel, you know, so just meeting those professionals or people that were supporting me without even knowing me before, but just supporting my business and my personal life, it's been amazing.
That's so awesome. Listen, speaking from experience, my husband, God bless him, he'll do anything to support me as long as it's legal. So I talk to many people who don't really have that support. So that's like legit next level, right? When you feel like you can have that support from your partner, because a lot of people don't have that. So that's amazing. And for people that are nurses that have never heard about the NNBA, it's the National Nurses and Business Association. It's a fantastic organization. The whole mission is to support nurses in business to get the right resources, to get the right education, and to really hold the ladder while you climb to the top, because it's a beautiful organization. I love Michelle, the president. If you've never been a member, I can get you a discount on membership. And the conference alone, and just knowing the other people in the organization, she could charge way more. But anyway, she's generous. So I just want to throw that resource out there. So connect with me if you're interested in that. And I want to go back to something that you said, that you, it's like ask and you shall receive. So many people forget, you know, we have free will. We have to ask for what we want. And when you're asking, you're essentially putting out into the universe. And then we have to like step back and trust. And we have to step away from the micromanaging that we like to do. Mm-hmm. Right? Because we want to control how it shows up. But like you said, when you ask and you step back and you trust and you believe and you have faith, your mind will be completely blown at how it shows up. It will be different than you imagined, right?
Yeah, totally. I completely agree with you. Mm-hmm. And that was the hardest part for me, to just surrender and let things happen the way that they needed to happen. You know, my personality is kind of a little controlling, and, you know, even in nursing, I mean, there's just certain things that we like to have control over, right? To protect our patients and protect ourselves in certain situations. So that was definitely something I had to learn.
I think it's like welcome to the human condition, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I think, and especially like right now, the reason people are hoarding toilet paper is because they feel like somehow that gives them some form of control, right? Mm-hmm. When people are not informed, when people feel like they have no control, and being nurses, I would say a higher percentage of nurses are perfectionists, like to have everything, all the T's crossed and the I's dotted. Well, because it comes out of safety, for starters, right? And so since we're so good at all the things, critical thinking, time management, precision, safety first, we're kind of wired that way. And then we get the training. And so I would love for you to share, Isabel, one or two tips for people that are also micromanagers, people that like to have some control. Is there like something that you practice on a regular basis, or something that allows you to be like, okay, I witnessed this need to control things and I'm going to allow myself to step back? Like, has there been something that's been helpful for you that you could share with our listeners?
Yes. I've gotten into meditation for, I would say now going on maybe almost a year now. And that has been life changing. Before that, I couldn't sit in my own thoughts, or I couldn't meditate because my thoughts were just racing, you know, my to-do list. So that has been so helpful, to just be at peace, to kind of listen deep within yourself. Also journaling. Just journaling whatever comes out, you know, just even though it seems like random, eventually, you know, you look back at it. I've looked back at things a couple weeks later and I'm like, oh wow, I wrote that. I wonder why I wrote that, or now it makes sense, or oh, that's why I wrote that. This happened later and that's why, you know. Also, just being connected with like-minded people and learning. I'm so grateful that I've met you, because you have so much knowledge, and there's so many of us that, you know, have knowledge to give out, and it's just been really life-changing.
I received that. Thank you for those kind words. Okay, so I want to recap this. This is really good. Meditation. Game changing, right?
Oh yeah.
So game changing. Sure. And just for anybody out there who has never meditated, it could be whatever you want it to be. You could have a moving meditation by walking. Every time let's say you're going to walk for 15 minutes and you're focusing on, like, just pay attention to the soles of your feet, like one step and then another. Like that's a form of meditation. You could just sit outside in the grass or wherever you can sit. And the idea is never to erase the thoughts or to, you know, to have a clean slate. It's like becoming this silent witness, this observer to your thoughts, which is really hard for humans because the brain was designed to think like 60,000 thoughts a day. Like, no wonder it's hard to sit with ourselves because we're so busy. Yeah. So,
definitely.
Right? It's like always coming from a place of curiosity and compassion. And when you first start, it's like the monkey mind and the volume and the noise of the thoughts is so intense. It could be very, you know, disturbing and scary. And if we know that, well, our brain was designed to do that, it's just doing what it was designed to do, we can start to be like, oh my gosh, like you are so amazing. Like, thank you for this. Like, it's amazing that we can have the capacity to even have thoughts and to not have to judge them, right? That's what meditation mm-hmm. is. It's like about, it's really about creating space between the thoughts and our thought about the thought. So it's like, okay, right now I'm having a thought that I have a huge to-do list. I'm freaked out about the coronavirus. I don't know about the money. Like, right. There's a million things. And then with every single one, we just go, okay, we got the thought about the money. Okay. Well, have I had to worry about money before? Yes. Did everything turn out okay? Yes. Okay. Just next. And then it's like, literally you go from one to the next. And then instead of trying to have this impulse about freak out, we just go, oh, I see you. Thank you. Next. Mm-hmm. And then over time, we really increase the distance between our thoughts and how we respond and engage with a thought. So we go from being a reactor to a responder. And I want to share a free app called Insight Timer. It's INSIGHT. It's totally free. Of course, there's like a paid version. It's like social media for meditators. It's so cool. Mm-hmm. It has a globe, right, of the world. And so it'll highlight everybody who's meditating when you're on there. It's super fun. If you have questions about it, let me know. It's amazing. You could type in anxiety. You could type in healing. You could type in mantra. You could type in sleep. You could type in kids. Incredible to share this with your children, especially if they're having trouble sleeping. Oh, man. So good.
Yeah,
so
I love it. Share.
Yeah. So then let's talk about journaling. Oh, my gosh. So I've heard journaling called the 79-cent therapist, which is so, I think, so apropos because when you were saying that you would write something down and you wouldn't really know why you wrote it, but then when you went back and reflected and read it, you're like, oh, okay, that's interesting. And what I think journaling does is that it's sort of similar to a yoga practice or a meditation practice where it brings things from the subconscious that are under the surface up to the surface so that we can look at it, right? Because we have all these tapes that play in the background and all these like thoughts that they're playing, but we're not aware that they're there. So when we journal, we can identify, oh my gosh, well, it turns out I'm really worried about the money or whatever. And then again, like meditation, we could go, oh, okay, I see you, I release you. It's like you're getting it out of your physical body on paper. And then the universe can help you, you know, heal it or release it. So we have meditation, journaling, and then connecting with like-minded people. Can I freaking get an alleluia? Hello. I mean, right now with this social distancing, even before this happened, there's an epidemic of depression, anxiety, and social isolation from both the young kids and the older people.
Yeah, I completely agree.
I mean, it's rampant. And so it's so interesting how while we can be connected, you know, with a tap of a button on a phone or a computer, we're more connected than ever and we're more disconnected than ever. So it's like these incredible technologies have kind of created this wedge. And what I'm loving about Corona is that, to me, this is a spiritual, basically the third dimension is crumbling, and because it doesn't work anymore, and we're being forced to slow down, to be with ourselves, to be with our families, and to do things that we used to do on the regular basis, like actually break bread together or play games together or call on people like in our neighborhood that we haven't talked to in years. So I always try to find the helpers, like Fred Rogers teaches, right? Always look for the helpers because they're everywhere. What are you feeling or noticing about this pandemic right now, Isabel?
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I think that the universe is kind of telling us, hey, you guys need to slow down. The way that you guys are living is not really working because there's so much sadness and burning out and, violence. And so I think it's just, I feel like this is a time where, we need to sit silent and kind of go in and really ask ourselves, what is our purpose here? What are we doing with our lives? What are we doing to others?
That's beautiful. I really think the biggest thing that I'm noticing is that for the first time in a really long time, we have to be accountable for our choices. Mm-hmm. Because God knows we have treated Mother Earth like garbage. And it's like, if you look at all the things that have happened in the last like 6 to 12 months with the universe, natural disasters, war, disease, it's like the handwriting's been on the wall for quite a long time, but it's like when everybody's like basically fighting for life, we all roll up our sleeves. It doesn't matter what your ethnicity is, what your sexual preference is. Like there seems to be a parting of the seas where everybody's just like, okay. And maybe not everybody's on board. I think with time, everybody's going to have to get on board, and it's like, having compassion for ourselves and for everybody, regardless of what your beliefs are about anything. Mm-hmm. Like releasing the judgment and just freaking doing the work, like being still, like you're saying, going within and really offering up this collective of peace and hope and harmony. And how can we like gel with Mother Nature and other humans in a way that's coming from a place of love, because that's obviously the highest emotion. So mm-hmm. I think it's a gift, even though it's scary and we don't know a lot. I think it's right on time.
Oh yeah, it is. It is a gift. And I feel like, life gives you lessons, gives you the same lesson over and over again until it's like you have no choice but to change.
Oh yes. I felt that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I felt that in my own life. I kept getting the signals and the signs and the lesson. I just kept going on that treadmill until it was like, nope, it's time. You either change or, you just crumble.
I hope that's one of the things that the message that I'm putting out is that you absolutely do not have to wait till somebody dies, till you lose a loved one, till you get the divorce, till you have the baby, till you get married, till you get your PhD, till you get like smacked in between the eyes with 2x4 to wake up. Because let's be honest, the financial implications of that are painful. Like, would you rather go... It's like this funny beer commercial. I always go back to this. I have no idea why, but it's like presentation is everything. How would you rather be dumped? Like, oh, hey, Isabel, I'd like to take you out for a nice dinner. I'll pick you up at 6. And then it's like over dinner. Or like, hey, on the voicemail. Yeah, it's been a nice ride. I'm breaking up with you today.
Yeah.
It's like, how do you want to like, how do you want to wake up? Do you want it to be like baptism by fire, or would you like it to be smooth? And anyway, I don't think.
Yeah, and we have the choice, and we do have the choice. We just don't realize it.
Thank you. Yes, this is your permission slip. If you're looking for a permission slip or a sign that it's okay to get off the struggle bus, that it's okay to live from a place of peace and calm, not from one crisis to another, this is your permission slip. Mm-hmm. You have all been granted.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So Isabel, let's tell people, what do you, because it's fun to know about people's businesses. I know that you have this clinic. What kinds of things are you offering? If people are like, whoa, that sounds really cool, I'd like to set up my own. What are you offering to people? And then how can people get into your social circles?
So we provide the travel consultations and the travel immunizations. We have a lot of people that go overseas for corporate, for missions, vacationers, people that just like to travel. So we provide all that. We've also, we'll start providing IV vitamin infusions and vitamin injections. And I think right now is like a great time to do that because, you know, it would be great to boost your immune system right now. And then slowly I want to add other things. Like I said, I'm so multi-passionate. So I kind of have to slow down sometimes because I want to do everything. So I have to kind of navigate that to see what fits and what doesn't.
Absolutely. I think that's part of entrepreneurial DNA coding. Yeah. Being multi-passionate, because it takes a certain breed of a person to be an entrepreneur. It ain't for sissies, Lord knows.
Yeah.
And we get lots of ideas because we're creatives, you know?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So yes, vitamin infusions, brilliant time for that, obviously. Do you think you would ever take your show on the road, like have like a mobile clinic?
I have thought about that. So yeah, I kind of have to explore that too.
I'm just, always thinking of all these other, some certain things come into my consciousness when I'm talking to people. That's what came up right away. So I was just curious.
I have thought about that.
Yeah. I think that's it's like doing house calls right now. It's really the only way, with this COVID. So, again, honestly, one of the first things that I thought about when this was starting to come to the US was, it's like, oh my gosh, so many businesses, so many apps, so many techniques, so many things businesses are going to be able to come out of this. Because again, necessity is the mother of invention. For example, personal protective equipment, we don't have enough. And so like nurses, of course, because we're so creative, are like making makeshift masks until we can leverage masks from construction people and just all this incredible stuff. So, it feels like I need to say, like, if you have an idea to make something better, please tell somebody, please, get with some people and talk about it. Because if you have an idea, it's because it needs to come out into the universe. And if you trust and allow, the universe will bring you everything that you possibly need. So again, getting in touch with people like the NNBA or people that are doing what you want to do, reach out to them. I would say be careful, don't spill all the beans. You want to, proprietary ideas are really hot these days. You want to be smart about it. And so it is good to surround yourself with people who are of like mind, and also being smart about it.
Yes, that's so important.
Right. And also be very, very careful of who you talk to. So in other words, sharing your ideas about your business, if you're an entrepreneur, be cautious of sharing that with people who aren't in the ring, who aren't also business owners. So we're talking friends, family that don't get it, because they will have you poo-pooing your ideas and stealing your thunder faster than you can say hot potato. So be careful of that, please.
Yes, I second that. It's just so important to surround yourself with like-minded people or people that you trust. Because like Elizabeth said, if you had the idea, it's there for a reason. It's not a coincidence. And you have the tools within you. You just have to believe in yourself. That's, you know, that's the first step. And it's not an easy step.
Absolutely. So just again, taking the time to cultivate the stillness, going within, meditation, journaling, connecting with like minds. Really find those people, love them hard. And I think the one of the most powerful things of having like-minded groups is that, again, the synergy, when you surround yourself, I think everything takes a hive and then some. I'm kind of sick of the word tribe. Like a hive, it takes so many hives of so many people for different things in our lives. And what happens when we get badass like minds together, the synergy of that is palpable and you can't even contain it, because one person has an idea, then another person's like, oh my God, well, what about this? And it's like the collective synergy is next level. That's also the energetic power of groups like that.
Yeah. And you know, that's why I've seen so many, like all these masterminds popping up everywhere, because it is important. And like you said, I mean, you can feel the vibration moving up. You can feel that energy.
So powerful. So good. Okay. So tell people the website for your clinic, just so they can like see what's going on. And then how can people connect with you on the socials?
Okay. So my website is World Travel Health. So it's www.worldtravelhealth.net. And I'm on Facebook with just my name, Isabel Barron. And on Instagram, I'm the holistic nurse, but not with an H. It's like a whole piece, like W-H-O-L-E. Because I like to just see people as a whole. There's so many things, parts to us, especially, you know, when you look at a patient, it's not just, you know, one thing. You look at everything so that it works in synergy. So I really liked that idea.
So good. I like to say that I see people through my spiritual eyes. It's like I only see your spirit and your soul and your wholeness, like you're saying. That's so beautiful. So this has been so much fun. I'm so glad that the universe crossed our paths as well. And do you have any final comments or wisdom nuggets that you want to share with the audience before we wrap up today?
Yes, just to really trust that idea or that little nudge or that little voice or whisper inside of you. Like I mentioned before, you were given all the tools to create whatever you want. So just stepping out of your comfort zone and really, really trusting that you're so loved and supported. And I'm just so honored that you gave me the opportunity to voice my thoughts.
So good. Well, it's an honor to know you and to know your work and to, you know, be in your vortex. You're an amazing human. I'm so glad that you said yes. I'm so glad you did all the things that are getting you to where you are now and all the things that you're continuing to do, because listen, this is, you're just barely scratching the surface, girl.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So thank you so much. Of course, thank you also to the listeners. If this has inspired you in any way, please do me a huge favor and go over to iTunes, leave me a review, tell me why you like it. Please also want to know, what do you want to talk about? What do you want to hear about? And I do have a group over on the old Facebook machine called Nurses of Influence, and would love to have you in that group. And I want you to know that you are always supported, especially and even in the times when you feel like, seriously, why is this happening to me? Put your feet on the earth, pull up the earth energy, look up to the sky and say, thank you. Please help me see the signs that I'm supported. And of course it's 333, one of my favorite angel numbers. And you are. And again, like Isabel was saying, trust, trust, trust. So until the next time, please stay home for now. Love up on your loved ones, your humans, your fur babies, and keep asking for prayers and support. And until next time, keep taking one step at a time and listening to those soul nudges. Bye for now.